Archers for the week 13 to 18 February 2000. When I came to edit this file, I discovered the first two episodes are in mono. I do not know why. I suspect I had it set up wrongly on the original cassette.
Darling, the square shape does go in that hole, doesn't it? Oh, what a clever girl.
So I left the yoghurt in the kitchen.
Well, it was very kind of you to bring it round specially.
Maybe she won't touch anything else now. She's getting very cheesy.
Well, that's all right. There was something I wanted to talk to you about anyway. Mm? And it's lovely to see Phoebe. Do you want this one now?
Meanwhile,
she's certainly come on a lot since I last saw her.
Oh, I'm glad you think so. I was a bit worried that... Well, doesn't matter. Now Kate's coming back.
Is she? I didn't realise that.
Mum, you don't know that at all.
The last time she rang, she said those friends of hers were coming home.
Yeah, she didn't say she was coming with them. That was 3 weeks ago. She hasn't rung since.
Oh, it's probably because she is on her way back.
I really wish you wouldn't. Oh, now, are you fed up with that? Do you want to play with
your
bricks?
She'll be back next week. Mm-hmm. Oh, I shouldn't be surprised.
Well, I would be. Peggy'd be pleased to see her.
We all will be.
That's right.
Especially you, sweetie pie.
I was thinking about this party Peggy wants to have for Tommy's birthday. She's invited you and Brian.
Oh, yeah.
And me and Simon.
Really? You coming?
Well, I can, but I'm not sure about Simon. He's snowed under at work at the moment. He's gone into the university today.
Oh, Sunday? He must be busy.
Oh, there they go. Well, shall we build them up again? He said it's the only time he has enough peace and quiet to get on with his paperwork, so...
So it's going to be quite a party, then. Except that Tommy can't come. He'd already arranged to go out with his mates.
Oh, I see. Well, that's natural enough. Oh, I'm sure Gran'll understand if she has to cancel. Don't you think so, Mum?
Well, she might if the party was just for Tommy. But I think she thought it would help take our minds off the anniversary.
John?
Yes.
Oh, right.
She did say... I mean, I think that was part of it.
Well, that's why I wanted to talk to you. It's really sweet of her. So I thought if we all said we were going anyway...
Oh, fine by me. Yeah, count me in.
Thanks. It's just all a bit delicate.
Of course. So how is Tommy?
He's fine. Are you fed up with the bricks now?
Come on, sweetie pie, up you come. Let's look at one of your pictures.
He's thriving, in fact. He's got himself a new girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
What happened to the other one?
Kirsty, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, well... He's not allowed to see her until her case has been to court.
And what the eye doesn't see, the heart doesn't grieve over.
Something like that. Certainly doesn't take after his father.
Oh, I don't know. He only had quite a few girlfriends before he settled down with you.
Yes, that's a camel.
He's more cautious when it comes to work.
He took lots of those when you were with your mummy.
Well, he was the first farmer around here to go organic.
Mm. And I'd like us to stay ahead of the game. I was thinking of trying a farm shop again.
I thought you found it more trouble than it was worth. Didn't you have problems getting enough supplies?
Yes, that's a lie.
Well, this would be different. In Borchester.
In Borchester?
Yeah, not just selling our own stuff, but getting other organic producers involved.
Wow.
Roar, don't they?
Oh, I think that's a great idea. Roar.
Do you?
Well, it's the way forward, staying ahead of the game. That's why David and I set up our Hassett Hills land project.
Yeah. Maybe you should talk to Tony.
Oh, isn't he keen?
Well, I want to say that. I'm supposed to be keeping him informed. I'm marshalling my arguments. Anyway, I'd better be getting back.
And we should get this little one some lunch.
Well, Roy's coming to pick her up soon, Mum.
Well, then he's got to get her back to Willow Farm and she'll be starving by then, won't you, sweetheart?
Yes, you will.
And it would be a shame to waste Pat's yoghurt.
Oh, I know what I meant to ask you, Pat. Yeah. Do you know what's going on at Grange Farm?
No. Something's up. But every time I try and talk to Clary about it, she changes the subject.
Something's always the matter at Grange Farm.
Yeah, but it seems serious this time. David said they're selling their tractor in the Borchester Echo. He saw the ad.
She had all the papers over the floor.
Every single one of them.
Naughty girl.
That wasn't funny, Ailey.
No, sorry.
Well, at least they could give you credit for trying to get there.
You could have.
It was a one-off.
I'm not sure they quite believe that.
Well, like you said, you don't want to work for someone who can't tolerate a baby.
Just as well, because I'm not going to.
Well, who could object to Phoebe? She's so lovely.
Oh, no, she was a great hit with the next woman.
There you are, then.
The trouble was, she spent so much time playing with her, she hardly talked to me at all.
I suppose she must have been a bit of a novelty.
Well, so was I. Apparently they don't get many devoted fathers at graduate recruitment fairs.
I shouldn't think they do. So, that impressed her. She could see how seriously you take your responsibilities.
Yeah, my family responsibilities? Oh, yeah, she thought that was very admirable. Trouble was, she wasn't looking for a good family man.
Well, your family situation shouldn't be relevant. I mean, that's discrimination, just the same as it would be for a single mum.
It shouldn't be. You know, she was very sympathetic. It's just they want people who are prepared to work long hours and relocate if necessary.
Yeah, sell their soul to the company.
Yeah, be fair. It's something most new graduates would be happy to do.
Well, I can see I'm going to have to talk to Josie again.
What about? Can she get me a job?
No, she can let me bring Phoebe with me when I look after Henry.
No, you don't have to do that.
Yes, I do. You'll have lots of these recruitment fairs coming up, won't you?
I hope so. But I'm sure I can manage.
We should be doing better than just managing. It's not good for you, and it's not good for Phoebe. We need to get into a proper routine.
But last time you spoke to Josie...
Oh, it'd be so easy. I'd just take Phoebe with me. I wouldn't neglect Henry. He'd enjoy the company.
I thought it was the money angle that bothered her.
Things are different now, and she owes me a favour.
I don't want you to put your job at risk.
I'm not going to. It's your career we need to concentrate on at the moment.
You know, I knew you were just after me for me money.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Have you finished with it? Oh, sorry. Sorry. But do you want the glasses?
If you finished, your drinks, I mean.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we finished our drinks. We can save the rest for later.
Oi! Don't mind me. In fact, can I interest you in our Valentine's night? Special romantic dinners in the restaurant. Two drinks for the price of one for every loving couple.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cathy. I'm afraid we made other plans.
Oh, I told Sid we'd left it too late. I just couldn't get him interested this year.
Cathy, could you take over in the ploughman's? Afternoon, Roy.
Afternoon. Hi. I was just talking to Roy and Hayley about Valentine's night. They've already made their plans.
Good for you.
And not for us, though. I told you we'd left it too late.
Oh, not this again. It's not such a big deal, is it?
Well, you're usually so enthusiastic.
Well, we could have a drink here first.
Well, I suppose we could.
Well, the club won't get going until at least 11.
Are you going clubbing?
Yeah, in Brum. Great DJ. I saw him in Ibiza last year.
Well, we can't compete with that now, can we, look?
No, I suppose not.
Well, it's a big treat for us.
Yeah, we seem to have spent so many evenings in watching telly recently.
Just like an old... Well, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Like an old married couple? Well, it grows on you, doesn't it, Sid?
What? Oh, yes.
Well, we like it. It's just we felt we could do with a change.
Yeah, we have to stay in a lot with Phoebe, but Mum's offered to babysit.
Having a child does give you a different perspective. We found that out, didn't we, Sid? Sid?
Yes.
What is the matter with you?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Oh, yes, just me. Mobile phone vibrating.
Oh, you and that phone.
It vibrates. That must be fun.
I was fed up with it ringing all the time. Sid gets twice as many phone calls as I do.
They're usually wrong numbers.
Go on, answer it. I don't mind.
No, no, it's the wrong number I've looked. So, clubbing, eh?
Mm.
I suppose it's all this techno and garage stuff.
Something like that, Sid.
Since he joined Jolene's line dancing class, he thinks he's an expert.
Yeah, well, you wanted me to, wasn't my idea.
Oh, it was more fun than I thought when I had a go.
Sid and Jolene are going to some line dancing extravaganza this week. When is it?
Oh, Thursday, I think.
Well, maybe you two would like to go, if you want to get out more.
No. I don't think it'd be their kind of thing at all, Cathy.
Well, I'm afraid one night out in the week is as much as we can manage at the moment, isn't it, Roy?
I'm afraid so. Right, come on. We better go and get Phoebe before Jennifer's time to fill her up with Sunday lunch. Oh. I know Mum's got one waiting for her.
Maybe see you tomorrow, then.
Yeah,
maybe.
Bye.
Take care.
Well, bye. They're very happy, aren't they? So sweet, young love.
Yes, so the ploughman's hoof.
All right, I'm going. You bring those glasses, then, eh?
Yes.
God, that switched off.
I must have switched it on by mistake when I checked the last number.
Oh, is it the same one?
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sake, answer it. Tell them to stop bothering you. And don't forget the glasses.
Oh, yes, yes. Hello. Look, Jolene, I can't talk to you now. I'll ring you later. Yes, I promise. Now, bye.
I really don't think you should be giving her that
much.
A little snack won't hurt. See, she was hungry. She loves her yoghurt.
Yeah, but Roy will be here in a moment. Yeah, that's probably him now.
And maybe that's Kate. She likes to ring on a Sunday. I'll take it in the sitting room and you answer the door.
Yeah, but don't get your hopes up. Yeah, just a minute. I'm coming. Hello, Roy. I thought it might be you. Oh, hi, Hayley.
Hi.
I hope we're not late.
Oh, no, no. Come on in.
Thanks.
I'm afraid Mum decided Phoebe was in need of a little snack, sorry.
Oh, hello, darling.
Oh, is that nice?
That's your favourite, isn't it? Are you going to eat it all up?
Her stuff's all ready over there.
All right. Is your mum about? I'd just like to say thank you.
No, she's on the phone.
All right. Will she be long?
I don't know. She thinks it might be Kate.
Listen, I think I should win the lottery, but there's no sign of it happening yet.
Hayley?
Sorry. It's been weeks since I've heard from her. Well, she's gone walkabout again, if you ask me.
Yeah, Mum thinks it's because she's coming home, but well, I'm more inclined to agree with you, Hayley.
We could hang on a minute, just in case. There's no rush. Phoebe seems happy enough.
Of course. Would you like a coffee?
No, thanks. I have one at the ball. And, Roy doesn't deserve one.
What have I done now?
Say we'll go there for a drink tomorrow.
Which is a pub. Will that be such a hardship?
We're going into Bram Valentine's
Night. Well, I felt sorry for Kathy.
Why?
Valentine's Night at the ball sounds like a bit of a non-event.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, I hope that isn't where Simon's taking me.
Don't you know?
He said he wanted to give me a surprise.
Oh, hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Oh, Roy, it was you then. You come for Phoebe?
Yeah. Thank you for having her. It was really handy being able to make up the time I've lost.
Oh, good. Well, I'll just get her stuff then.
So I gather that wasn't Kate.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Really? How is she?
Oh, she's fine.
Where is she?
Oh, still in Morocco, you know.
Not on her way home, then?
Not exactly. She's going south at the moment.
So those friends aren't coming back, then?
Well, some are, apparently. Some aren't.
But not Kate?
Not Kate, no. She's with a group going south, so, situation is a bit fluid at the moment.
I bet.
But I'm sure she'll come home soon.
Is that what she said?
Or she didn't have time to go into any details. It was a bad line, and she didn't even try to talk to Phoebe. She said she'd try and catch up with you this afternoon.
Oh, good. I'd really like to talk to her myself.
Yeah, don't worry, Jennifer. We'll find out what she's up to.
Nice without any problems.
Sid! Sid?
Yeah, over here, love. But don't worry, I've done it.
Done what?
Well, change that barrel. Beer can flow unimpeded tonight.
Oh, I don't know that we'll be selling much beer. More romantic cocktails.
Candy's dandy, but liquor's quicker.
That's not the attitude.
It may be all lovey-dovey in your restaurant, but the bars is going to be just usual sort of business.
Well, that's what worries me. You will try, won't you?
Yes, I've said.
I mean, at least offer any couples two drinks for the price of one.
You can't expect me to get enthusiastic about a scheme that's cutting me profits in half.
You know it's to encourage them to stay all night.
Don't you think they'd rather be under the sheets?
Oh, we don't want any of that kind of talk either. This is supposed to be a romantic evening, remember?
Yes, all right, I'll try.
See that you do. I'm going to be too busy in the restaurant to keep an eye on you. Well, I'd better get started.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Aren't you coming up?
And I just need to check this barrel of...
Right.
Romantic occasion. Chance will be a fine thing. Hi, Jolene.
Oh, Sid, at last. Where have you been? You said you'd ring me back.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, but it's been difficult.
Oh, cutting me off like that yesterday.
I was in the middle of the pub.
And then this long silence. I didn't know what to think.
I just haven't been able to get away. Kathy's in a right old state about Valentine's Day.
Is she? Why? Don't tell me she's got someone on the side too. Sly puss.
No, of course not. But we're, you know, supposed to be making a bit of a thing of it in the pub.
And no one will know that the landlord smiles eyed a broken heart.
Well, I hope not.
That at the bottom of every glass he fills, he sees only one face.
Do you want to work this up into a song, Johnny?
This is no song, cowboy. This is my life. You want me to go on?
Yes, yes. You're all right.
The face of his forbidden love.
The woman that on this night of all nights he wants by his side.
Or somewhere in that vicinity.
Oh, shit. It's getting all romantic and tragic here.
Yeah, I know.
Don't you wish I could be with you tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Oh, Sid.
Sid, huh? It was just Sid. One thing.
Kathy.
Sid.
Is someone there
Sid,
with you?
Sid.
No, of course not.
Sid,
it's just it's a blooming phone. Oh, dear.
Oh, what have you done?
Oh, I've dropped the phone. I've trodden on it.
Well, how did you do that?
Just an accident.
Now, I was only going to remind you, Clary's coming in later. Look at this. You've wrecked it.
Oh. Still shan't be getting any more of those wrong numbers that irritate you so much, huh?
Seems a shame. I wonder if it's still under guarantee.
Just one last go on the swings, Becky. Then we'll go home to Mummy.
I think Phoebe's had enough. It is getting a bit chilly.
What if you could hang on till Becky's had a last go? We can walk back with you for a bit. You'd like that, wouldn't you, Henry?
Okay.
And how are you, my princess? Hey, got over the shock?
What shock?
The shock of discovering that her mummy, who everyone has been promising was rushing over hill, dale and desert to get back to her...
Not everyone, just Jennifer.
...actually hurtling as fast as she can in the opposite direction.
Well, it is a wonderful opportunity.
What?
A chance to see Africa.
Africa's not going anywhere. This one changes every day. How can you defend her?
I'm not. I don't know how she can bear to leave Phoebe.
I'm glad to hear it.
That's because I couldn't do it. But I can sort of understand why she feels she's got to.
Oh, you mean because she's the most selfish woman that ever walked the earth?
She thinks she can't be a good mother until she's found out who she is.
Don't give me that. Do you think my mum had a chance to find herself before she had kids? If you'd let me speak to Kate today...
You've got smoke coming out of your ears just from listening to my end of the conversation.
Well, heading south. What is that supposed to mean?
Down through Africa to South Africa, I suppose.
Does she ever do any geography at the posh school of hers? I mean, has she got any idea how big Africa is?
She's going to let me know when she has more details.
Well, they lost Dr. Livingstone for years. I thought on the telly.
Well, things have changed a bit since then.
I'll say. Because I can't see Mrs. Livingstone leaving him with the kids while she went off into the jungle to find herself.
Maybe it would be a good thing. Maybe you wouldn't have minded.
It's what I mind. I mind for Phoebe. Becky, come on, we're going.
Shall I still walk with you?
No, it's OK. There's something I need to do and I want to get on with it.
But we're all right for tonight. Yeah, I'll see you in the ball first.
Yeah, well, I might just be a little late. That's all.
Here you are. Scotch on the rocks.
Thanks. And that's a double?
Oh, yeah. Oh, but I'm afraid it doesn't count as two drinks.
It doesn't?
Our offer for Valentine's night. Two drinks for the price of...
Oh, yeah.
But when Debbie joins you...
Oh, she won't be.
Oh, sorry, I just thought... That...
Valentine's Day, I know.
We're doing something rather special in the restaurant.
I'm sure you are. No, we made other plans. Look, I'll just take my drink and sit down, if you'll excuse me.
Yes, of course.
Everything all right in here, love?
Well, I suppose so. Simon Gerrard isn't his usual charming self.
No, it's probably Valentine's Day. Get some people, aren't
I? Oh, Roy, care to join me?
Yeah, just for a moment. I'm meeting Haley.
Yeah, it won't take long. Look, there's something I want to ask you.
Oh, yeah?
I just wondered how the situation with Kate was shaping up.
I'm sorry?
Well, I know Debbie's been worried. You see, thinks Kate's planning to stay away a lot longer than any of us anticipated.
I didn't realize Debbie was worried about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hence my interest.
I see. Well, I don't know that I can help.
Well, Debbie said there'd been a phone call from Kate yesterday. A rather ambiguous one. And that Kate was going to call you, too. I wondered if she had.
Yeah, she did. But I really think she needs to sort all this out with her family for herself.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. But if you could maybe just give me a hint.
A hint?
Yeah, let me put it like this. When they do hear from Kate, is it likely to be news that'll please them?
Well, no. Don't suppose it is.
That's what I thought. Oh, what a week. Well, I gotta get going. Thanks, Roy, for that intelligence. See ya.
What a weirdo. Oh, Haley.
Hi. What's the matter with Debbie's OAP?
I don't know. You're here. That's the important thing.
I told him I'd be a bit late. I
thought he might not come at all.
What are you on about?
Well, you were so cross with me.
Not with you, with Kate.
And then you said there was something you had to do.
And I've done it.
I went straight back to Josie and said either she'd let me bring Phoebe with me a couple of days a week or she could start looking for another nanny.
You didn't?
I said, Josie, as far as I'm concerned, my boyfriend's daughter is my responsibility now, just as much as if she was my own. And you wouldn't have any problems about me bringing my own child now, would you?
You think about Phoebe like that?
Of course I do.
Oh, Hayley, I think that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Nothing to do with you. It's your daughter I've fallen in love with.
Well, nothing to do with me at all?
Well, maybe just a little bit. Mm.
But you shouldn't have done it. Put your job on the line for us like that. What are you going to do now?
Tuesdays and Wednesdays, if that's all right with you. But we can negotiate.
She said yes.
Of course she said yes. Do you think she wants to lose the best nanny in Borsetshire?
No. I bet she doesn't. I don't.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
What?
Roy and Hayley.
Oh, yes, lovely.
Oh, don't be such a misery gats. I think it's wonderful they've got together. They deserve some happiness after what they've been through.
Well, what we deserve and what we get aren't always the same thing.
No, you're right. And there's a case in point.
Are you sure we've got enough tonics?
Yeah, right under your nose.
Where?
Look at her. Look at Jolene.
What? Ow!
You're very clumsy today.
Oh, am I? Why have I got to look at Jolene?
Well, she's just come in.
Has she?
Oh, isn't it sad? An attractive woman like that, all on her own on Valentine's night.
Oh, yes.
I wonder why it's taking her so long to find someone. She isn't seeing anyone, is she?
No. No, I'm sure she isn't.
There's no need to be so emphatic. Some men might find her very attractive.
I wouldn't say very.
I mean, I know she's not your type. Too overpowering.
You never spoke a true word. Look, shouldn't you be getting back to the restaurant?
Oh, yes, I should. So I haven't got time to stay and keep Jolene company. So you be nice to her, OK?
Yeah, OK. Jolene, what are you doing here?
I couldn't keep away. I'll just have one drink, then I'll go.
You shouldn't have come, especially if you're going to keep on looking at me like that.
Like this?
Oh, yes. Oh, please don't.
I could not see you on Valentine's Day, could I? Aren't you pleased I've come?
I don't know yet.
Especially when your phone went dead like that. What happened?
It's a long story.
Well, tell me. I'm not going anywhere.
Simon.
Hi.
It's nearly 8 o'clock. Where have you been?
Around.
Why didn't you ring? I've been so worried.
Sorry, honey. I lost track of the time. Gosh, you look pretty.
Well, I've got dressed ready for this surprise.
Oh, yeah, the surprise.
Yeah, I got off work early so we could have a drink before we went out to wherever it is we're going.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Put a bottle of champagne in the fridge.
That was sweet.
Do you want some? Not that you deserve it, but now you are here.
No, not just now.
So where have you been? Arranging this surprise, I hope.
Not exactly.
What then? Because when I rang the university...
You rang college?
Well, I wondered if you, you know, if you might be working late.
What'd they say?
They said you hadn't been in since lunchtime. I thought you had classes this afternoon.
I do. I did.
Well, then I don't understand. Where did you go?
Nowhere special. I drove, I walked. I even came over to Ambridge to try to find you.
So why didn't you?
I lost my nerve.
Simon, you're scaring me. Look, something's really wrong, isn't it?
Yes.
What is it? What's happened?
Right. Well, the reason I didn't take my classes at the university this afternoon is because I've been suspended.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I've been suspended, pending further investigations.
You mean they fired you?
No. And they won't. They can't. It just means I can't teach till all this mess has been cleared up. But it will be. Everything will be fine.
What mess? What are you supposed to have done?
A student has lodged a complaint against me. Yeah, they're a university, Debbie. They have to take that kind of thing seriously.
I'm sure they do.
Even if there's nothing to it, which there isn't. But you must believe me.
I don't even know what kind of complaint yet. What are you supposed to have done?
It's a tissue of lies, Debbie. A fantasy, a fiction.
What are you supposed to have done?
Well, she claims that
she?
Oh, yes, she's accusing me of sexual harassment.
Post?
Yeah.
No more bills.
Oh, I don't think there's anyone left we could owe money to, is there?
Yeah, I suppose not. That looks official. What is it?
A letter from the court telling us we've got to appear there next Monday for a bankruptcy.
Oh, yeah. We knew that.
It's still a bit of a shock seeing it in black and white.
Told Dad.
I had the chance. I ain't seen him this morning.
Is it hiding again?
I don't know, Eddie. But if he is, I ain't got the energy to go and find him. Who was you ringing?
Oh, someone about the tractor.
Oh, that's some, I suppose.
A big to him. It's the first reply we've had since the advert went in.
Who was it? Anyone we know?
Nah, not a farmer. Seems like someone does a bit of dealing.
A dealer? You ain't going to get a very good price from a dealer.
Oh, you don't know that. It could be just what he's looking for.
I'm sure it is. A farmer who's desperate enough to take anything he offers.
Oh, couldn't you try and be a bit more positive, love?
About what?
At least don't meet trouble halfway. Next week's going to be bad enough. At least give this a chance.
Emmy, hi, honey.
Simon, what brings you here?
What was that, honey?
What are you doing here? Is anything the matter?
Oh, that's a nice welcome.
Have you been into the university?
No, I haven't. I'm not supposed to go in, I told you.
Has that girl said anything else?
What else could she say? She's done enough damage already.
So what are you doing here?
Well, I woke up and you were gone. I was worried.
Oh, you had such a restless night. I didn't like to disturb you. And it wasn't as if you needed to get up for anything.
No, it wasn't. So, hard at work, eh?
That's right.
Plenty of nuts. Ewes feeding well, I see.
Well done. I'm gonna make a farm of you yet.
You might have to. I wasn't the only one who had a sleepless night, was I?
Well, you can't expect me not to be worried.
Debbie, I've told you, there's nothing to worry about. Students get these fantasies. It happens. Everybody knows the score.
Then why have they suspended you?
Because this one took it just that little bit further. She's a disturbed young woman.
You're being pursued by a disturbed young woman, and you tell me not to worry.
She's not stalking me. She's just making up silly stories. And when they're properly investigated, they'll be shown up for the fantasies they are.
So they'll sort it out as soon as they can?
Yeah. It's just a question of getting the relevant people together.
You didn't bump into Dad, did you, on your way out here?
No. Is that what's worrying you? Him finding out?
Well, of course. Can you imagine the capital he can make out of this?
He won't get the chance. He's never going to find out.
It won't be in the papers.
Of course not. It's a purely internal affair. Is that what was keeping you awake last night?
Among other things.
Oh, why didn't you tell me?
It isn't the easiest thing to talk about.
Look, I don't want any English reticence. If you've got worries, I want to know what they are. I put you in this situation. It's up to me to get you. Metaphorically speaking.
Only metaphorically?
Of course. Oh, Debbie, you don't for one moment imagine there's any substance to this girl's accusation, do you?
Oh, Simon, I don't know.
You don't know?
Touching her up in your office, good marks in exchange for sexual favours.
I can't believe you're taking her word against
mine. No, I'm not. It's just that...
What?
Darling, you're so charming.
Oh, flattery will get you nowhere.
And you're Canadian, so you're warmer and more friendly than an English lecturer might be.
That wouldn't be difficult.
Even perhaps a little bit more, you know, physically demonstrative.
You do, believe her.
No. I'm sure she's just a silly girl with a huge crush on you and maybe... I don't know, but I just wonder if there might have been something, you know, however slight, in your behaviour, to give her hope.
Look, Debbie, I've been a lecturer for most of my adult life. You think I can't handle student crushes? You think I don't know how important it is to make the boundaries between a professional interest and a personal one crystal clear?
Yes, but
I did nothing to encourage this girl. Nothing.
Okay. I believe you.
She wasn't even my type.
Wasn't she?
Oh, that was a joke, Debbie.
Right. you made jokes like that to the student,
no.
did you?
No. I'm sorry, Debbie, it was a cheap crack. Look, I'm nervous. I'm so scared I'm going to lose you over this, and I can't talk properly about it in a field full of sheep. Can we meet for lunch?
I haven't been suspended from my job. I've got work to do.
Oh, don't go all cold and formal on me, please. We got to sort this out quickly before it poisons everything. Let's go to the Bull just for an hour. Please, Debbie.
All right. I'll see you there.
Careful, Clary. That batch is supposed to be plain.
Oh, yes, sorry.
The strawberry ones go over here.
I know, really. We're just thinking of something else. Yes, I know. Trouble on the farm. Nothing we can't handle.
Is that why Eddie's trying to sell the tractor in the Echo?
How did you know that?
You've missed that pot.
Oh, Lord.
I just put two and two together. Eddie did try to sell us the tractor a while ago.
Yeah.
We realised things must be pretty bad then.
We don't know the half of it, Pat.
Well, if you want to tell me...
Hello. Oh. Need me help?
Oh, Helen, I thought you were working on your placement assignment.
I thought a bit of hands-on experience might inspire me. Anything I can do? I'm all scrub.
No, not really. Clary and I...
Actually, I wouldn't mind popping home for half an hour if Helen could take over. There's something I need to check.
Oh, I see.
I'll be a lot easier in my mind once I've done it. Might get a bit of yoghurt into the pot.
Have them all finished by the time you get back.
Oh, well, off you go then.
Oh, thanks, Pat. Thanks, Helen. I'm really grateful.
I didn't mention it.
Well, I'll see you after dinner then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. What's got into her?
I don't know, but I was just on the point of finding out when you barged in.
Oh, sorry. Shall I finish putting these then?
Yes, please. Although what you should be finishing off is that assignment.
Oh, give me a break. I've been at it all morning.
Well, you are going back to Reseed this weekend.
Don't
you
worry, I'll get it done. And I've decided what I want to do for my technical project.
Oh, good. What have you come up with?
I think you'll like this. I'm looking at alternatives to sulfites as meat preservatives.
Oh, great. That'd be useful.
That's what I thought.
And what about afterwards? Would you be interested in new developments here?
Depends on what I decide to do when I graduate. If I was working for Anne Baxter, it'd be quite easy.
We might have a new outlet for the sausages by then.
Oh, yes. What's that?
I'm looking into the possibility of opening up a farm shop again. But this time, a bigger place. In Borchester. As near the High Street as we could afford.
Borchester? But we couldn't supply that kind of shop on our own.
I'd be asking your dad to expand his range of vegetables, but... No, of course we couldn't. We'd use other organic suppliers in the area, provide a focus.
Mum, I think that's brilliant.
Well, it's still very much at the ideas stage.
It's got all sorts of possibilities. Oh, if you do find a good site, one of those little arcades that run through to the High Street,
well, that would be ideal.
You might be near some other food shops then. I know a place in Somerset. They set up next to a traditional baker's and a deli, and I gather their quid's in. Oh, we'd have to use our own butcher, I suppose, part-time anyway.
Look, don't get too excited. I think I've still got to convince your dad. He's leaving me to do the research.
Well, I think it's a brilliant idea.
They seem to have most of last night's menu intact. What do you fancy?
Well, I'm really not very hungry.
Oh.
And I can't be that long. I'm supposed to be working down Broadfield this afternoon.
Getting it ready for planning, huh?
More farming wisdom.
No. Look, Debbie, that was stupid. What I said about the girl not being my type.
Not very reassuring. Look, Simon, it's not that I expect you never to find any of the students attractive. I mean, that would be ridiculous. I just...
Yeah?
I just hope you wouldn't take it any further.
Only hope? So you think I might?
Simon, if you say you...
You think I might, and you've got every reason to think so.
I have?
Of course. Because once I did. With you.
I remember it so clearly. I mean, it was like a miracle. I admired you so much, I hardly dare believe I was getting signals that you felt something for me.
Well, that's where you and my current persecutor part company. You were getting signals. She isn't.
I know, but...
You think I make a habit out of it.
Do you think I want to think that?
Debbie, look at me. Look into my eyes. What happened with you was a miracle. It was a total one-off. I fell in love. It had never happened to me before, and it hasn't happened since. Now, do you believe me?
Yes. Yes, I believe you.
I love you. All this nightmare will be over soon. It'll just seem like a bad dream.
Yeah.
Do you mean that? Because if there's any doubt still in your mind, any doubt at all, then I might as well pack up, leave the university, and go home now.
Simon.
I mean it, Debbie. If I've lost your trust already...
No, of course you haven't. I love you.
Up you come.
Debbie, what on earth are you doing to my landing?
Oh, don't worry, love. I'll have these back down in a minute. You'll never notice the difference.
What's the matter with them floorboards? I don't tell me we got woodworm on top of everything else.
No, I just want to put this little lot where the vultures can't get their greedy little beaks on.
Where did you get all that?
I sold the tractor.
But it's still in the yard.
You're coming for it tomorrow.
I hope you got a good price for it.
What the best price we could expect in the circumstances?
Oh, I told you not to let him know he was desperate.
Oh, I did me best. One look round the farm and he got a nose for it. Oh, I reckon he gets a lot of his business this way.
Then why did you sell it to him?
Because it was the only offer we'd had. We can't afford to hang around.
I expect he knew that too. How much?
Grand.
£1,000, Eddie? You're mad. It was worth three times that.
We cash. So we can leave it here for when we need it.
Oh, I'm sure this can't be legal.
Oh, probably not. Do you know what? I don't give a monkeys. I just sold the only decent tractor I ever had. Not to mention my edge trimmer.
You sold your edge trimmer?
Oh, he saw it and he made me a decent offer and...
Decent? How much?
£300.
£300?
Yeah, do you want to count it?
Eddie, that were your pride and joy.
I ain't got much use for it now, have I?
Of course you have. You can still have got work with it.
What, that hand-to-mouth stuff ain't going to be no use to us once the farm's gone.
Oh, don't!
I'm sorry, love, but it's true. I'm going to have to get a proper job. A full-time job. You know that.
Oh, Eddie, what's going to happen to us?
David and Ruth are moving pig arks.
Turn it round a bit.
Well, that'll do, won't it?
Needs to face away from the prevailing wind.
Oh, right, right. OK, on three. Ready?
OK.
Two, three, hop! There. Right, that's one done anyway.
Only another 20 to go.
Yeah.
Oh, it won't take long, they're not that heavy.
No.
You're lucky we're not hauling metal arcs.
No, I suppose so.
But don't worry, you won't have to move them again. We'll have Neil to do it next time.
Yeah. David! Ruth!
I wonder what he wants.
Maybe he's come to lend us a hand.
Maybe he's come to see what the opposition's up to.
Well, hardly that. Morning, Tony.
Morning.
Come to see what we're doing wrong.
Ah, I'm sure you know what you're doing.
Well...
Nice arcs.
Yeah, they were a bit of a bargain. Got them in a farm sale a while back.
Well, if you want to hand them on when you finish with them.
I don't think there's much chance of that.
You've fenced off quite a bit of land, I see.
So you have come to see what we're up to?
Just taking an interest. You don't mind, do you?
Of course we don't.
That's about the only time of year I get the chance to look around.
No vegetables to harvest?
No, all done.
So, you can have a day off for your birthday.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, mate.
Ah, it's nice of you to remember.
Oh, we can't take all the credit. We have our own little ticking clock.
It's Pip's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, yes, of course.
I know yours is the day before, and of course she starts nagging us about hers the minute Christmas is over.
So, what you got planned for her?
Oh, we're taking her to Felpersham Splash at the weekend.
And Jill's pulled out the stops for a proper birthday party tomorrow, complete with a birthday cake in the shape of a princess in a castle.
Dear Lord. However did she manage that?
With great difficulty.
Yes, I'm afraid we can't buy you a birthday drink this evening. We'll be too busy blowing balloons.
But if you're free at lunchtime...
Oh, yeah, thanks. I'd like that. There was something I wanted to talk over with you.
Had enough milk in your coffee, Clary? I know you like it milky.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Help yourself to a biscuit.
Thanks, I will. This is a treat. We don't usually stop for lenses.
Oh, we're well ahead with the Underwoods order. We work hard.
Oh.
Why shouldn't we spoil ourselves once in a while?
Why not?
And if our idea of unashamed indulgence is taking 10 minutes off for a cup of coffee and a chocolate biscuit, then
it'll be my treat for the day. Be my treat for the year.
Yes. That's the other reason. I wanted to settle you down where we couldn't be interrupted and you couldn't make any excuse to get away. So now you can tell me all about it.
All about what?
Oh, come on, Clary. Something's obviously really wrong. You'd have told me yesterday if Helen hadn't come in.
Maybe.
Well, dashing home like that's not like you. And this morning when you came in... Look, tell me to mind my own business if you like. But you've been crying, haven't you?
Yeah, I had.
We're friends. Whatever it is, you can tell me, can't you?
Well...
You've heard enough from me. Help me through enough crises. I only want to help if I can.
I don't think anyone can. But it would be a relief to talk about it to someone outside the family.
Well, then.
Oh, I don't know where to start.
Why were you crying this morning?
Oh, that. They come to take Eddie's tractor away.
Oh, you've got to buy it, then.
Sold it to a dealer. And his hedge trimmer. Didn't get much for him.
His tractor and his hedge trimmer?
I know. Seeing him loading them on the trailer like that.
Must have been awful. Well, if it helps you pay off your debts.
Oh, it's gone beyond that. So that's it. No more contract work. Finished. All the time he spent building up his contacts and getting people to trust him, convincing them he'd do a good job. Yeah, all gone. Then there's the cows.
The cows?
I'm really worried what it might do to Joe. He's hardly talking as it is.
You're going to sell the cows?
Oh, not us. The official receiver.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, we're bankrupt, Pat. Hearings on Monday. Grange Farm's finished.
So, Pat's thinking of opening a farm shop again.
Yeah, but this would be quite a different proposition to the last one.
Mm. Sounds like it. I mean, if you're going for a prime site in Borchester...
Well, as prime as we can afford.
I think it's a great idea. You'd have to use other suppliers, of course. You can have our lamb.
Hang on, Ruth. They're probably looking for organic.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that concerns me. Having to set up deals with all the different suppliers.
Pat will be wonderful at that. She'll be in her element.
Oh, yes, I know. And I'm really pleased she's so fired up about it. Seems like she's putting the bad times behind her and looking to the future.
And it is the future, Tony. I'm sure of it. And so should you be. You were the first farm in the area to go organic.
Oh, that wasn't the same. That was just a different kind of farming. This is a whole other ball game. Retailing.
Yeah, you're a farmer, not a shopkeeper.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
Something we're all going to have to think about if we want to see any profit on what we produce.
Oh, you got her off on a hobby horse now.
Well, it's true. How much of the profit from our product do we get? 80% goes to the processors or the retailers.
True.
This is your opportunity to get in higher up the food chain, eh?
I suppose so.
No, I envy you. The way prices have collapsed, organic premiums are about the only way to make a profit.
Oh, it's still hard work, you know. And it's going to be even harder for me to provide the range of vegetables we're going to need.
It may get easier as more farmers go organic.
Oh, we're still importing 70%.
Yeah, at least you're getting a return for all your hard work. Have you ever regretted being organic?
No, I haven't.
Well, there you are then.
That's what I like to see.
You don't mind me working in here. Only I've got so many notes and reference books, I really need the kitchen table.
Anything that helps you get it finished. Just as long as you can clear a space for your father's birthday cake.
I thought we were going out for a meal.
We are. That's why I want to do the cake and the candles and afternoon tea.
You don't think he's getting a bit old for all that?
Yeah, but you know he loves it.
Have you had any more discussions about this shop idea?
Oh, I haven't had a chance.
Well, I have. I told him I thought it was a great idea.
Did you? What did he say?
He said it would need a lot of thinking through.
Hi, Pat.
Oh, hello, Hayley. Come in.
Have I stayed long?
Good. I've got a lot to get through here.
So I see. Borrowed the whole library.
You've waited long enough to get started, Helen. 5 minutes won't hurt.
Well, I just came to give Tony's birthday present.
Oh, you will be touched.
There's nothing special. So is he around?
It was nice of you to remember, especially when you've had such a busy week.
Have I?
Tom saw you at clubbing on Monday.
Oh, that's right. We did see him. And this new girlfriend, what's she called? Lauren.
Oh, we don't know that it's serious. He says not.
Oh, I don't know. Off with the old and on with the new. Poor Kirsty.
Weren't you out with your new squeeze?
My new...
Roy Tucker. I hear you in here quite an item. Oh, dear. There's one book I haven't brought down. Will you excuse me?
Oh, with absolute pleasure. Pat, I'm sorry. I didn't mean you to find out like that.
Find out? You don't really think I haven't heard about this burgeoning romance, do you? This is Ambridge.
I suppose you have. Well, I know you have, if I'm honest. I hoped you might have had time to get used to the idea before I had to explain it to you.
Hayley, you don't need my permission to go out with Roy Tucker.
Well, no.
I'm very happy for you.
Are you really?
Of course. Oh. You and Roy.
It hasn't altered the way I feel about John. I still love him.
I know.
And I miss him. I miss him just as much as I ever did. But...
Yeah?
Well, perhaps not quite so often. I think that's terrible.
I think that's natural. I think that's life.
Roy was his best friend.
Yes. I know what you mean.
We don't forget him.
I know you don't.
Oh, doesn't get any warmer out there. Oh, hello, Hayley.
Hi, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Hayley's brought you a present.
Ah, you shouldn't have.
It's only something little. Hope you like it.
Just let me get my coat off.
Oh, no, I'm going to leave it with you. Open it later.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, happy birthday. And thank you, Pat. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Hayley. Bye.
Bye.
That was sweet of her.
Yeah. She's a sweet girl. Can you believe she was worried I'd mind about her seeing Roy Tucker?
Oh, right. And do you?
Yes, a bit. I mean, no, not really. I'm glad they're happy. It's just... Oh, well. I can't help thinking about what might have been.
I know.
But let's not spoil your birthday with gloomy thoughts. Do you have a nice drink with David and Ruth?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Well, it's nice of them to ask you.
Oh, I was round there first thing this morning.
Why?
Well, it's this shop idea.
Oh, yes.
I mean, now you've set Helen on the case.
Well, that just happened. She was talking about what she might do after she graduates, and obviously if we did go ahead with this...
It would web her back into Bridge Farm. You can be quite Machiavellian when you want to be, can't you?
So, what did they say?
Oh, they understood my concerns. As David said, I'm a farmer, not a shopkeeper. All this is very new territory to me.
Well, I know. But if I was looking after that side of things, maybe even with Helen to help me...
Oh, that's one thing I find attractive about the idea. It's good to see you so enthusiastic again.
Well, it's based on more than just my enthusiasm.
Yeah, I know. Ruth said something that really struck a chord.
What was that?
Well, she pointed out how little of the profit from the food we produce we actually see.
Well, exactly. This is our way of getting some of it back.
Oh, well, if you put it to me like that in the first place...
Don't tease. Are you saying you'll support me in this?
Yeah. Yes, I will.
Oh, hey, that's great. Oh, thanks. You won't regret it. Yeah, I can't wait to tell Helen.
Yeah, but we must have a serious talk about the staffing implications.
Oh, well, I realise we'll need people in the shop.
Oh, not just the shop. If I'm going to be growing a bigger range of vegetables at different times, I might need someone full-time.
Hmm. You have thought this through.
Well, if a thing's worth doing...
I'm so pleased. I honestly think this could be a real leap forward. A new beginning.
Hmm.
We are lucky.
Are we?
Compared to some people.
Ah.
I finally found out what the problem is at Grange Farm.
Yeah, what's always the problem? They owe money.
They're going bankrupt.
What?
They are. The hearing's on Monday.
Oh, blimey. I knew things must be bad for them to sell the tractor.
I know. I didn't want to spoil your birthday, but I've hardly been able to think about anything else since Clary told me.
No, I can imagine.
She was so desperate. There must be something we can do to help.
Laid out in the kitchen.
Anything I can do?
No, I just need to warm up the pizza slices when they're ready for them.
I can do that. It is my area of expertise.
All right, I'll leave that to you. Now, is there anything else we need in here?
I don't think so. Oh, it looks beautiful. Pip's going to be thrilled.
I do feel I've rather let her down about the cake.
Oh, don't be daft. It's a masterpiece of engineering. You have hidden it, haven't you?
It's in the pantry. Oh, won't this be fun?
You really mean that, don't you?
Yes. I'm nearly as excited as Pip.
She's a very lucky little girl. And I'm a very lucky woman. Thanks, Jill.
What for? I enjoyed it.
I know. That makes it even more special.
Hasn't been all bad, then, us sharing the house?
No, it hasn't. Though it has had its moments.
We can laugh about them now the end's in sight.
I suppose it is.
You know, I'll really miss you.
We're not going very far away.
It's not the same. You wait till Pip leaves home.
Oh, don't. Can't believe she's 7 already. It's gone so fast.
I know.
We should be thinking about a nursery school for Josh soon.
They aren't little for long.
No.
Mummy!
I know, Grandma did it. Isn't she clever?
Do you like it, darling?
It's brilliant.
Let's find Grandad.
Thank goodness that's over. The last time I volunteered to collect everyone from school, do you know, I'm sure I've gone deaf in one ear.
You did remember everybody?
Well, I hope so. I had less trouble getting the sheep down for lambing.
1, 2, 3, 4. David, I can see 8 little girls.
Yep, that's right.
We said 7, 1 for each year.
Yes, plus Pip.
I wasn't counting Pip.
You joke? No, don't tell me I've scooped someone up by mistake.
Oh, I reckon I'm not going anywhere.
Hi, David, Ruth.
Hi.
Hi, Hayley. Did you bring Becky? Is she better?
Well, yes, she's getting there, and now we're quite sure it's not catching. Josie thought it would be all right if she came out. Is it okay if I stay and keep an eye on her?
Fine, we could do with the help.
Oh, well, she was so upset at the thought of missing Pip's party.
Ah, that's it. That's why there's 8 of them. Pip called in a reserve because she wasn't sure Becky would be able to come. Don't you remember?
Yeah, of course. Well, that's all right then.
Now, who'd like to play pass the parcel?
Yeah, please, Mum.
There you are, you greedy lot.
Hey, I've been looking for you everywhere.
Yeah, sorry. Tommy had to pop into Borchester. He took over some of my jobs yesterday so I could have a lazy birthday.
Which you deserved.
Which I enjoyed. Anyway, what do you want me for?
I'd like to say something to Clary before she goes home tonight. I can't bear to see her so down.
Me too. Still not quite sure what we can do about it.
We can tell her we'll use Eddie for any odd bits of work we've got going.
We can, of course. But if they're going to lose the farm, it's going to take a lot of odd bits of work to make up for that.
Well, there might be something more permanent. I mean, if we do take on this shop and you do think about growing more vegetables...
Well, that's a lot of ifs. No, I'm not saying it won't happen, or even that I might not be able to find work for Eddie if it did, but...
Well, then...
But that's so far into the future. Is it going to be any comfort to them now?
No, it's not. That's why I've been thinking we should offer them money up front.
How could we do that?
Give them, say, 500 now and knock it off what we give Eddie when he does the work.
Pat, I know how much you want to help Clary, but do you really think that's such a good idea? Won't it just make Eddie feel as though he's working for nothing when he does do the work?
It would be something now, which is when they need it.
Something for the official receiver. Oh, I don't mind helping Grundy's out, but I'm not so keen on passing on money to Borchester Mills.
You don't need to worry about that. We could pay him in cash.
Oh, but...
And what Eddie chooses to do with it is up to him. Anyway, I don't want to give the money to Eddie. I want to give it to Clary.
Oh, still not sure. Look, if we do go ahead with the shop idea, well, to be honest, I'm not sure that Eddie is the right person to work here.
Tony, they're desperate.
Yeah, I know, and I'd like to help them. But we've got to think of our business too.
Well, this is the only way I can think of to lend Clary some money without it looking like a handout.
Yeah, well, that's what it is, though. We'd be lucky if we ever see it again.
I don't care. We've got the money, Tony, and they need it.
Do you know what Mum did with the coats, love? Some more parents have arrived.
You after the coats?
Yeah.
I put them in our bedroom.
All right.
Make sure everyone's got their party bags.
Pip, do you want to go with Daddy and Grandma and say goodbye to your friends?
I don't want them to go home.
I know, Pip, but their mummies and daddies are here now and you've had a lovely party and you'll be seeing most of them again on Saturday.
And school tomorrow. You can tell Mrs. Morgan all about it.
Come on, Pip, Squeak. Show me where the party bags are.
I've got extra pieces of cake for little brothers and sisters.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Isn't your brilliant
Oh, she's wonderful. I couldn't possibly have come up with a party like this.
She's been in her element, hasn't she? Pass the parcel, treasure hunt, charades. That's something I'd really like. Oh, and the cake.
I know. It's so lucky to have one grandma so close at hand. I wish my mother was nearer.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I'd do without my nan. Mm. At least little Phoebe is well blessed in the granny department, even if her mother leaves something to be desired.
Hey, Lynn. Lucky wants to go home now.
Is she chicken? Right. Well, thank you for asking me to your party, Pip. I've had a lovely time.
Thank you for coming.
I'll see you, Ruth. Take care.
Bye, Hayley. So, has everyone gone now?
I think so.
Here you are. Have you said goodbye to everyone?
Yes.
Everyone had such a lovely time. We just wanted to make sure they had a chance to tell you.
Oh, alone at last. Hey, that was smashing. Thank you, Mum.
Don't thank me. I had a lovely time.
I wish Lily and Freddy could have come.
They're too little to enjoy it, really. Next year, perhaps.
I wanted to show them to Alexandra. Guess what she's having for her birthday?
An elephant.
Don't give her ideas.
A little brother or sister. Oh. I wish I could have a little brother or sister.
We need a bit more notice, Pam.
We do indeed.
You've got a little brother.
I want a sister.
And you had to make do with a new bike, hey? Poor Pip.
You're very lucky to have a little brother.
You've got lots of girlfriends to play with.
Lots of children these days don't have any brothers or sisters at all. Daniel doesn't.
He's got a hamster.
That makes all the difference. I haven't got any brothers and sisters, Pip.
Daddy has Auntie Shula and Auntie Elizabeth.
People had bigger families when your daddy was little.
Yes, it was the olden days.
Two's a nice number.
But, Granny, if you would only have two children, you wouldn't have Daddy at all.
It's true.
Don't rub it all away. We'll have nothing to put the pots on. Well, I like to leave the place clean.
Borchester General could use it as an operating theatre.
Past the time while I were waiting for you.
I'm sorry it was so long. It took me ages to find Tony. I certainly didn't mean you to spend your time spring cleaning the dairy.
I like to keep busy. Takes my mind off things.
Oh, I didn't realise it got so late.
Don't worry.
Tell the truth, I'm in no hurry to go home these days. I know that sounds awful.
No, I can understand that.
But even if the boys was there, but half the time Edward finds an excuse to go round to his friends and William seems to be doing a lot of overtime.
I suppose they don't know what to say.
They're out of it, somewhere they can forget. Wish I could.
I know.
It does make it dreary, just me, Joe and Eddie.
Yes.
I don't know which is worse. Joe sunk in gloom or Eddie trying to put a brave face on things.
Clary, I'm so sorry.
So am I, pal. Just because you know now, don't mean I have to keep moaning on to you like this.
Well, it's good to talk. Get it off your chest.
I need to say so.
I mean it. Maybe I can give you a bit of news that might brighten your evening up a bit.
Oh, yeah.
I've been talking to Tony. You know this idea of mine for opening up a shop again?
Oh, but Ellen's so keen on.
Well, Tony too now. So it looks as if we're seriously thinking of going ahead with it. So there might be some work for Eddie.
It's good of you to think of him. I don't really see him serving in the shop.
Not the kind you're talking about.
It would mean a lot more work on the farm. We'd need to extend our vegetable programme.
Well, it's very nice of you.
But this is all so far in the future, Pat.
No, we don't want to get it all set up and then find we can't get the right staff. So we thought maybe we could pay Eddie a sort of retainer.
Ah?
If he'd promised to be available when we needed him, we'd give him some money up front.
Before he did the work?
Yeah, sort of payment on account.
I see.
We thought £500 would be fair.
500?
Cash.
And when exactly would Eddie have to do this work?
Well, I'm not sure. He'd have to sort that out with Tony. But I could give you the money tomorrow when I've been to the bank.
Give it to me?
Yes, I'd rather you kept an eye on it.
I see.
Clary, I don't know what we'd have done without you when I was ill.
Oh, anyone would have done the same.
So,
what do you think? Well, thank you, Pat.
Who would have thought that seven little girls... Sorry, eight little girls... could have created such chaos.
Wait till you see the kitchen. Yeah.
Tony, you have kept Mum away from it, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Sent her upstairs to put her feet up.
Good.
I think she's reading Pippa's story. Poor Lamb's exhausted.
It was a wonderful party.
Brookfield's such a great house for it.
Yeah. Reminded me of the parties we used to have when I was small.
Yeah, it's a real family home, isn't it?
Yeah. All that nonsense Pitt was talking.
Nonsense?
Oh, people romanticise big families. They forget the endless jockeying for position and never being enough to go round.
You have mentioned it once or twice.
But we did have fun. Always someone to play with. Always something going on.
Always is with children, isn't there? Hayley was talking about that.
Oh, well, Hayley, she's potty about kids.
She's right, though. It's so exciting watching them develop.
Yeah. Far too have still got a lot of developing left.
In a way. But, well, they're Josh and Pip now, aren't they? I can already see what sort of teenager Pip's going to be.
Yeah, she seems to be rehearsing for it already.
Remember how exciting it was when they were born?
Yeah.
And you just don't know. Could be anyone. Do anything.
It's the cleverest thing I've ever done.
You really mean that?
Yes, I do.
David.
What?
Oh, maybe it's just seeing Lily and Freddie. Or Pip getting to be such a big girl. But what would you think about us having another baby?
When you'd surface.
Oh, yeah, you should have woke me when he got up.
I thought you needed his sleep. What time did you get back anyway?
I don't know exactly. About 1,
eh? It was later than that. I didn't realise a line dancing spectacular was such a marathon.
Well, you know, the demonstrations and everyone joining in, it takes some time. We went backstage, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I met a friend of Jolene's who knew Rodeo Ross, and so we all got asked back, you know.
Oh.
And then he asked us to stop for a drink. Ah, thought it might be rude to dash off after Jolene had got his ticket.
More than one drink, wasn't it?
Well, I had to be sociable. I didn't have that many.
Enough to need to take a shower before you got into bed.
Huh? Oh, no, that was the smoke.
Oh.
You know how you hate the smell of stale smoke? I didn't mean you'd hear me.
Oh, that's all right, as long as you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, it was different. And Jamie, did he get off to school all right?
Yeah. It's the last day before the half-term break.
I thought he seemed more settled this term.
Yeah. Still taking a lot out of him. He's ready for this break. I wondered if we could make it a bit special for him.
Huh? And what do you have in mind?
Well, you remember my friend Chloe, the one I used to teach with?
Chloe? Yeah, vaguely. She came to our wedding, didn't she?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
I told you she was moving. We got her new address on her Christmas card.
Yeah, right.
Well, she lives in East Dulwich now, and she rang last night and asked if we'd like to go down for a few days over half term.
I just don't know if I could get someone to take over at the pub at such short notice. I mean, even if it is only for a couple of days.
Yeah, we can't all go. So, I wondered what you'd think about me taking him on my own.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I know it's something we plan to do together, but it's such a good opportunity.
Yeah, yes, of course it is. Yeah, you go, love. I'll be all right.
Oh, are you sure? I mean, we could ask Clary if she'd cover in the restaurant, and maybe Betty could help out in the pub.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. Yeah, you're right, Jamie deserves a bit of a treat, and it'll be nice for you to catch up with your friend.
Yeah, it will.
You can reminisce. To your heart's content, eh?
Aw. I hate leaving you to cope on your own.
No, I'll manage. I think it's a great idea. But why don't you ring her now?
Do you need a hand with that?
No, I've got it. There we are. Oh, right, that's all the pens ready.
Yeah, good job we made a start on them last week.
Yeah. Are you ready to bring the rest of the ewes down now?
If you've finished.
Uh-huh, I think so. Amazing, isn't it?
That we're all ready for once.
Oh.
Yeah. Here it is all quiet and empty. Next week will be total chaos.
I know. Every year I don't know how I'm going to get through it.
And then you do. Bit like childbirth.
If you say so. I suppose I ought to make the best of it. Next year, we might be adding a crying baby to the equation.
Now, that was a nightmare. Well, I mean, when Pip and Josh were small.
Well, yeah, especially Pip. I suppose we learnt from the experience.
Learnt not to have a baby during lambing.
Mm.
We'll just have to try and get our timing better this time, that's all. Unless you've gone off the whole idea.
No.
You would say, wouldn't you? I don't want to feel I've talked you into this. Just because I'm feeling broody. That might pass.
No, you haven't. I think I must be feeling broody too. I certainly was last night.
I wouldn't exactly call that broody. You know what everyone's going to say, don't you?
Oh, you've got your boy and your girl.
And we can say, yeah. This time we just thought we'd like a baby.
Yeah. Anyway, third children are very special.
Now, I wonder why you think that. Three kids.
Now, are you having second thoughts?
No. It's just, there is one thing we haven't talked about.
Oh, it's too early to start on names, surely.
Much more serious than that, David. Three children in that bungalow.
Oh, morning, Clary. Betty not around?
I just brought her down some ice cream. She's sticking it in the freezer out the back.
Oh, right.
She shouldn't be long.
Oh, are those up for sale now? We ought to sell some in the bull.
Yeah, a bit pricey, though.
Are you buying any?
We ain't got money to waste on photographs.
What on earth is Jack doing?
I don't know. Just trying to work that out myself.
Actually, I'm rather glad I bumped into you. I wonder if you could do me a favour.
I will if I can.
I've got the chance to take Jamie away for a couple of days next week.
Half for half term?
Yeah. The thing is, it would mean leaving Sid single-handed. Oh, morning, Jolene.
Morning, Cathy.
So, I wondered if you might be able to take over the restaurant for a couple of nights. We'd be going midweek, so it shouldn't be too busy.
I don't see no problem with that. Lord knows we could do with the money.
Are you short-staffed, Cathy?
Not really. It's just I want to take Jamie away for a few days next week.
Oh, I see. Nice family holiday for the three of you.
Oh, Sid can't come, poor love. Oh. Someone's got to look after the pub.
Oh, of course. He's going to need a bit of help, isn't he?
Well, I can certainly manage the restaurant for you, Kathy.
Oh, great.
Now, I must be getting on. I think I've got lost. Give us a ring when you know when you want me.
Yeah, we'll probably go on Wednesday, but I'll let you know for definite by tonight.
Okay,
thanks, Clary. Well, that's half the problem solved.
Oh, sorry, ladies. Have you been waiting long?
Given us a chance to catch up on all the latest developments, hasn't it, Kathy?
Yeah.
I was just going
to
say...
Actually, I've come to ask you a favour, Betty.
Oh, yeah?
I wondered if you could do a bit extra next week. I want to take Jamie away for a few days.
Oh, right. Only Susan's booked a bit of time off next week because of the half term.
I'm sure we could work something out.
The only other thing is I'm not quite sure what the situation's going to be with Phoebe next week.
Sounds like you've got a lot on your plate to me.
Well, it may not be a problem. Hayley's going to have her regularly a couple of days a week now.
Is she? I didn't think Josie was very keen on Hayley taking on any more children. I know when she was looking after Jamie...
Well, Hayley told her the situation had changed. Because, to tell you the truth, we don't think Kate's ever coming home.
Oh, that's not right. I don't think Kate would just abandon her baby.
Who knows? So, when are you looking after exactly, Betty?
Well, that's the thing. I'm not sure which days Hayley's settled on yet.
I don't believe it. Not even of Kate Aldridge.
So you can't really help Kathy out? I mean, if you're not sure...
Well, it won't take me long to find out. I'll try and get hold of Hayley this morning and I'll pop over at lunchtime and let you know, Kathy.
Oh, that'd be great. And I'll ring Chloe and see how flexible she can be about when we arrive.
But if all this falls through...
No, I'm sure we'll work something out. Don't worry, Kathy.
The thing is to work out the best way to go about it.
I know that, David.
You know how Mum and Dad feel about Brookfield?
Of course I do. But if we don't make a stand now, I don't think they're ever going to move out.
Well, it is the obvious time. You know, with all of us playing musical chairs once Woodbine Cottage is ready.
And if we tell them about the baby...
Hang on, that was quick. How can you be sure so soon?
Idiot. I mean, tell them that we're trying.
Oh.
They'll be so pleased.
Oh. Bit of gentle blackmail, eh?
It's a family house. Jill's always saying so. If it's going to be an addition to the family...
Twice in 1 week, it's starting to make a habit of this.
Afternoon, Sid.
Twice in 1 week? You've been eavesdropping.
You two here at lunchtime. That's a bit unusual, that's all.
Oh, that.
First time we were celebrating Tawny's birthday.
Ah, and this time?
We're just celebrating.
Just passing the time of day.
Afternoon, set.
Oh, Jolene. So how's your aunt?
My aunt? Hi, Jolene.
Christine Barford. I hear she's laid off.
Oh, yeah, with her back. Hi, Jolene.
Who's back? Hi, David, Ruth.
Christine Barford. It doesn't interest you.
It's pretty boring for everyone, especially poor Auntie Chris. It's just a nuisance.
It's going to make half-term tricky for Shula, having to take over at the stables.
Talking of people taking over at half-term...
Give her my best if you see her.
If we do, yeah.
And can I get you another drink?
No, we should be getting back. Got crops to check.
Oh, yeah. Farmer's work, you never done, eh?
Not when he's trying to clear the decks for lambing, it isn't. Right, see you all.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Cheers.
Bye now.
Bye, Sid.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, alone at last.
I was alone less than 12 hours ago.
So you've been counting the minutes too, eh?
I didn't expect to see you here today.
Oh, that's a nice welcome. And well, I've come to do you a favour. Well, two, in fact.
It just... Oh, it makes me nervous you being here. I don't know how to react.
I know.
And we had such a good time last night. That
we did, didn't we?
I just don't want anything to spoil it.
Well, neither do I. So you better have this back.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's your tie.
What?
Find it on my back seat.
No, don't give it me now. It was all the bar watching.
What do you want me to do with it?
Well, I don't know. Couldn't you just have kept it until the next time we met in private?
Well, Kathy might realise it was missing.
What? No, she wouldn't notice.
Well, she didn't pay you enough attention. Which brings me to my second reason for dropping in.
Hello, Sid. Is Kathy around?
Oh, yes. No, she's not around now. She's on the phone at the moment. I mean, do you want me to get her?
Oh, no, I can't stop. Hello, Jolene.
Hi.
Could I just leave a message for her?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, could you tell her I'm really sorry, but I can't help out in the barn next week after all? It's just too complicated.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry, I didn't realise you'd had a chance to ask her.
Well, I would if I could, but what with half-term and Phoebe...
Yeah, don't worry.
No, don't.
We'll sort something out.
Right, well, I hope so. Thanks. Sorry then. Bye.
Yeah, bye. I don't know what we're going to do, though.
I do.
Jamie will be really disappointed if he can't go.
He can go. I'll help you.
Hmm? You?
Yep. Me.
Oh, no, Jolene. No, I don't think that's a very good idea.
Why not? I've got experience.
I know. That's what's worrying me.
Behind a bar. I wouldn't do anything to embarrass you. We'd just be workmates.
Oh, I still don't.
Till closing time, of course.
Out of the question. Kathy wouldn't hear of it.
Why not?
Well, all sorts of reasons.
Well, let's ask her, shall we? Afternoon, Kathy.
Oh, hello, Jolene.
Look, love, Betty's just been in to say that
she can't help out next week after all, but it doesn't matter because I can.
You can?
Of course.
But I told her it's out of the question, love.
Well, why?
Jamie will just have to go at Easter. We'll all go.
I think Sid's worried I haven't had enough experience.
What nonsense.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but love...
I was just talking to Chloe. She's got all sorts of treats planned for Jamie.
I know, but...
I wouldn't like to leave you in the lurch, but Clary said she'll manage the restaurant, and if Jolene really wouldn't mind helping out in the bar...
My pleasure. Looks like it's all settled then, doesn't it, Sid?
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.